welcome to episode 8 of the Wrapped in Wool podcast. I'm your host Becky, and today's date is October 16th, 2014. Today's segments include in progress, finished objects, up next, stash enhancement, events and cows, and a contest. You can find me on Ravelry as Westerly Whimsies. You can find me on Instagram as Wrapped in Wool, and on Twitter I am Westerly Whimsy, without the S. There is also a Wrapped in Wool podcast group on Ravelry. Hello everybody. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Thursday afternoon. I usually record on the weekends, but I'm actually home from work today, and I wanted to get an episode out before I went away for the weekend. And I had hoped to get one out last week before I went to Colorado, and I tried recording in my car, but I got way too much road noise, so I gave up on that idea and decided just to wait until Emmett and I got back from Colorado. And we got back yesterday, and I took today off to do laundry and decompress from travel, because you know, if you've traveled, you know it can be a little bit stressful. And I had Emmett with me, and he's a good traveler. He's been on 5 trips already in his short life, one of which was international. But yesterday he didn't sleep on the plane, and he slept while we were circling Reagan Airport for 40 minutes because we were trying to beat a storm in, and we did not beat the storm, so we couldn't land. And we had to circle for 40 minutes. So the flight was on time until we tried to land. So we were there, but we were still in the air, going round and round and round. So I was really tired and exhausted yesterday. And I thought today would be a perfect day to get an episode out before I went away tomorrow to Rhinebeck, which I will talk about a little bit later in the episode. So thanks again for joining me. Hopefully you've been enjoying the podcast. And if you have a minute, could you please leave me a review or a star rating on iTunes, just to, you know, help other people find me and just let me know you guys are out there and enjoying the podcast. So let's get started, shall we? First up, in progress. I have a lot of things on the needles. Some I haven't been working on, so I'm probably not going to mention them. But let me talk about what I have been working on. I cast on a few things since I last recorded, the first of which is Socks on a Plane by Laura Linneman, who is one half of the Knit Girls video podcast. And for that I'm using Socks That Rocks medium weight in the Mustang Sally colorway. These are a toe-up cabled sock, and the pattern calls for using Judy's Magic Cast On for the toe, and I'd never done that before. I think I tried a little while ago and I got confused and kind of threw up my hands and was like, nope, I'm just going to do what I know. Well, it's actually not that hard, and I really like the construction of it. I have sort of I like the squareness of the toe box, so I think I'm probably going to use that quite a bit in the future. So I've gotten past the toe, and I've probably done about 2 or 3 repeats of the cable pattern, and it's a pattern that has a left sock and a right sock, so you do just the cabling up one side, so it's a nice sort of, you know, vanilla sock for the most part, and then a little bit of cables just to keep you interested. And I took them to Colorado with me because they're for my niece who lives out there, and I wanted her to try them on, so it looks like they're gonna fit, and I'm hoping to get them done by her birthday, which is the end of November. And I've also cast on another pair of socks. These are just a vanilla sock using Claudia hand-painted fingering yarn in the Desert Dusk colorway. I wanted something mindless for Rhinebeck knitting, so I can knit if I'm in line anywhere at Rhinebeck or just in the car on the way up to Rhinebeck. So these are probably, I'm probably about halfway done with the foot. And I don't know why, but I feel like my vanilla toe-up socks are taking much longer than my vanilla top-down socks do. But anyway, these are coming along nicely. I used the Judy's Magic cast-on again, just to see if I could get the hang of it. And I did it mostly without having to look at the instructions, which was pretty cool. These, again, are just your simple stockinette socks, and I think I'm probably going to do a short row heel and then continue up the leg. I have two skeins of this yarn, so I want to use as much as possible for each sock. So toe up is perfect. And then I also cast on for the Winding Way mitts by Cheryl Beckerick using Unplanned Peacock in the sport weight base yarn in the Sun colorway. I picked this up at Shenandoah Fiber Festival a couple of weeks ago, and it's a beautiful bright yellow color, which is aptly named Sun. These mitts are going to be for a co-worker of mine for her birthday, which is today, and I ridiculously thought I would actually get them done by today, but of course, I've only gotten as far as the ribbing on the first mitt. The pattern calls for 6 rounds of ribbing, and I did 12. And this is a free pattern, by the way, on Ravelry. It's got a lovely little cabled, kind of traveling cable, a little bit reminiscent of the Zigzagula socks by Susie White, that little cable up the hand. And I think it calls for ribbing on the non-pattern side, but I'm actually just doing stockinette because I don't want to do the ribbing. So those are the three things I cast on since I recorded last. I'm still working on my Rhinebeck sweater, which is not going to be finished in time for Rhinebeck, but anyway, what can you do? This is the Hop cardigan, H-O-P-P, by Yarn Madness on Ravelry, and I think it costs about $6. It's a top-down raglan with some patterning on the sleeves and on the back of the sweater. And I'm using my Mad Tosh Vintage in the Dahlia colorway on size 9 needles for this, and I really like this pattern. I think I mention every time I talk about it how much I like it. I should be done in a couple of weeks if I actually knit on it. I have one sleeve done, which went really quickly actually, and it gave me hope that I might get it finished, but I still gotta do fine buttons, and I still have to finish the body because I stopped knitting on the body to do the sleeves so that I wouldn't have a version of second sock syndrome with the sleeves. I have sleeve syndrome. Sleeves bore me. I can finish the whole sweater and then it just stalls out because I have arms and I have to knit sleeves. So that is coming along. I have one sleeve done, and I might put the other sleeve stitches on a needle tonight and get started, and maybe take it with me to Rhinebeck for, you know, the hotel room at night when my friend and I are just relaxing. So we'll see, but I know it's not going to get done in time. I might look for buttons though for it while I'm there. And then I have, you know, a whole bunch of other projects on the needles that I just haven't touched lately. And I think I might have like 9 or 10 projects on the needles, which is a lot. And then while I am podcasting, I'm knitting on my Georgie blanket by Helen Stewart of the Curious Handmade podcast, which is a slip stitch color work blanket. So it's pretty easy actually. I'm using just some, I think it's Bernat that I bought from Joanne's, I can't remember, but this is going to be for Emmett. And I've picked mostly primary colours, so this is really in its early stages and it's just all stockinette all the time, so I thought it would be perfect podcast knitting. And I might throw it in my bag for tomorrow too. So that is what I am working on. Let's talk about finished objects. And I put this in here, even though I don't have any, because that's right, I didn't get anything done. Anything finished, not anything done. And it's weird. I have a couple of small projects that are close to being done, which is the Maylee baby sweater and Emmett's Aussie boy vest. Those two things could probably be done in a week if I actually knit on them, but I haven't touched them, especially the vest. I haven't touched that in a while. That's halfway done. I have the color work front to do and the edging. So, yeah, no finished objects. And I'm not upset about that, but it's weird because I feel like I actually haven't had a lot of knitting time, and it makes sense in that I went to Colorado for like 4 days. But before that, I don't know what I was doing with my spare time. I obviously wasn't doing a lot of knitting. So I'm a little disappointed by that. But sometimes it happens. Sometimes you just don't finish anything. So let's move right along to up next. I had hoped, as I think I mentioned in last episode, that I would have finally cast on for my Imagine When shawl by Hohe Locatelli, and I could take it out of the up next segment. I did take it out because I did start on it again with some yarn that I had chosen as a second choice to the original yarn that I wanted to use. Well, the second yarn choice was also not suitable enough for me. It just didn't have, I'm not sure how to put it. I want yarn that has a tighter twist to it. A bit like Socks at Rocks. A bit of a thicker fingering, more substantial fingering. And the yarn I had chosen was great, but it wasn't working for me. It was a solid or semi-solid, which is what I'm looking for, but I just didn't like it. So I'm back to square one. So Imagine When is still on the up next list, and hopefully I will pick up some yarn for it this weekend. Also in the queue to start is Japan Sleeves by Hohe Locatelli, which is a striped sweater with an interesting construction. I think it's about a $6 pattern, and I have the yarn chosen. I'm hoping to get a swatch on the needles tonight. I still have to finish winding some of the yarn because it was just a mess. A really tangled, really, really tangled mess. So I'm using, or I plan to use, Western Sky Knits single ply in the Oats colorway, which is kind of a creamy color, as you imagine, the color of oats. And Madeline Tosh Merino Light in the Fragrant colorway, which was a lovely vivid pink color. And then also I'm thinking of modifying it a little bit and making it a cardigan. We will see if that works. But I want to break, I love the stripes. I'm always attracted to stripes. Actually, there's like 4 sweaters that are stripy that I want to knit. But I don't think they flatter me in that they make me look a little bit wider than I actually am. So I think the cardigan would break up the stripes nicely. So we'll see how that goes. As I said, I want to get a swatch going tonight so that I can possibly cast on when I get back from Rhinebeck. And then I also want to knit a little swirled ski cap, which is by Caps for Kids and is in the Knitting for Peace book. I want to use leftover yarn that I have in my stash and make one of these for Emmett because they're so cute. and he will look adorable in it. He looks adorable in his Bali hat that I knit, which is from Tin Can Knits. So if you've seen some of the pictures I posted recently on Facebook, Instagram. And, well, they're on Facebook too, but you probably won't see those. He's wearing a green little hat. That is the Bali hat. And he's super, super cute. And actually, I need to update my project page with a picture of him wearing it. Well, with one of these pictures. The one I have is from him from last winter wearing it. And it still fits him. He's got a tiny head. So that is my up next. And of course, I've queued a ton of other projects, but those aren't anywhere near being started yet. So let's talk about stash enhancement. So I recently, I bought a bunch of yarn, Knit Picks Brava Sport from Knit Picks for the Shifting Hue Afghan that I plan to make. One of my other nieces in Colorado requested a blanket, and she told me her favorite colors were blues, pinks, and purples. So I picked out a bunch of yarn that I think will go together. And yeah, so that came in the mail before I went to Colorado. I'm not even sure when I'm going to get to that, but I wanted to have the yarn so that if I felt inclined, I could easily just pick it up and start. And, you know, since I'm trying to be good before Rhinebeck, but I sort of fell off the wagon in the Kicks and Giggles Etsy shop. I bought three project bags from her. Now, two of them were pre-orders, so I ordered these a couple of weeks ago, and they came right before I left for Colorado. And I posted a picture on Instagram today of what they look like. So one is from using fabric called Exploding TARDIS, which is Doctor Who, obviously, related. One is Harry Potter fabric, and then the other is called the Fox and the Houndstooth, and it's this cute little dapper looking fox with bow ties and houndstooth material for the lining. It's really cute. I also got a project bag from somewhere else right before I left for Colorado. I don't know where it is, so I have to double check that, find that somewhere in the yarn room, and talk about it next episode. So I'm trying to be good, even though there's a ton of yarn that I want to buy. I'm trying to be good because Rhinebeck is coming up. And that brings us to events and cows. This weekend, I am driving to Rhinebeck with my friend. We are leaving tomorrow and coming back Sunday, so we're going to spend Saturday at the festival, which is the New York Sheep and Wool Festival in Rhinebeck, New York. We changed our hotel. We ended up paying a little bit more for a hotel, but the original one we chose sort of had questionable reviews, and we didn't really want to stay in a yucky hotel, even if it is only for a couple of nights. We'd rather be comfortable. So we have our plan. We have a couple of vendors we want to hit up first. And after that, we just really plan to kind of just wander around. I don't really have a list of yarn that I would like to acquire other than self-striping yarn, sock yarn, because I've never had any before. And also maybe something for the Imagine When shawl, which I need a little over 500 yards of fingering weight yarn, which is the only fingering weight / sock yarn I'm allowed to buy because I have so much fingering weight sock yarn. So I am looking for more sport weight, DK weight, unless it falls into the self-striping category, or it falls into, I want to use this for Imagine When. And then otherwise I don't really have any major acquisitions planned. I have my budget, and yeah, so I should be good to go. We just plan to have a nice relaxing day. We won't be mobbing any booths or anything like that. I'm hoping to be at the podcaster meetup at 1 o'clock on the hill. Apparently there is a hill, and that's where the meetup's going to be, since I've never been there before. I hope there's only one hill, because I might get a little confused otherwise. So if you see me, I don't know if you know what I look like, but I've posted on Instagram enough that I would hope some people would know what I look like. Come and say hello. I think there's going to be a couple of other podcasters there that I listen to. Jen of the Down Cellar Studio podcast, and also Jen of the Commuter Knitter podcast, I believe, is going to be there. At least they're going to be at Rhinebeck, so hopefully I'll run into them there. And that's really it for events. I am technically participating in the Hohe Fall Knit Along, but since I haven't cast on for my Imagine When shawl yet, I guess I'm technically not participating in that yet, and I don't know if I'll be successful in completing my shawl by the end of the month, so we'll see. So those are the only two things I have for events and knit alongs. Let's move on to a contest. So I had a contest where I asked you to tell me about your Fibre Festival experiences, and I got 14, there were 14 posts, the first of which was mine, and doesn't count, so I took that out. So I used a random number generator to generate a number from between 2 and 14, and the winner was lucky number 5, who is Mary, or MG LADUE on Ravelry, MG Ladue. Anyway, Mary is from Washington State, and she says she hasn't been to a festival yet, but Madrona isn't too far away, and she hopes to get there one day. And I hope you get there one day too, Mary. You have won a copy of Stashbot by Hannah Fettig, a Lolo Bar by The Barmaids, and a couple of knitting-related buttons. And that is actually the episode photo for this episode, is that little prize. I will contact you on Ravelry and we will get that prize out to you. And that's it for today, folks. I don't think this episode has gone as long as my usual episodes, but I just wanted to get something out before I went to Rhinebeck. So thanks for listening and happy knitting. Thank you.